Hey everyone, this is Sasha
and Claire,
and this is
Dare to Rise.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Dare to Rise. This is your host, Claire, and today I'm flying solo. My wonderful co-host, Sasha, will join me in the other upcoming episodes. We just wanted to check in with you guys. We are living through a very different, difficult, and challenging time right now with COVID-19. We just wanted to check in with our listeners and see where everyone is at mentally, emotionally, spiritually, how you all are dealing with this pandemic. This pandemic has really challenged a lot of my sense of safety and security and well-being. For one, I had a lot of plans in March, had a lot of workshops booked, meetups, meetings, networking, events, planned a trip to go to Washington, D.C., and a retreat to go to New York. All of these were slowly and surely getting canceled one by one. My day job, we started working from home suddenly. I wasn't actually even prepared to work from home. I wasn't expecting to work from home. We knew that something was coming. We just didn't realize just the impact of this virus as it has progressed throughout these weeks. Needless to say, my daily life very much got interrupted and uprooted. And then even going grocery shopping was really difficult. It was very challenging for me to see empty shelves. And then seeing the empty shelves only reinforced this scarcity mindset and this panic that I felt. Anyways, we're all going through it, and there's a little bit of reassurance there to know that I'm not alone in my suffering, and everything kind of started spiraling out of control. And not just for me, but for a lot of people. Like, any of us have ever experienced anything like this in our lives. It's so easy for our own self-care to slide. And I am here today to remind everyone just how important self-care really is, especially during this time. Right now, more than ever, we need to take care of ourselves. Self-care is a word that gets tossed around there so much and so frequently. What is the definition of self-care? It's the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. Now, I would argue that self-care is actually important all the time. The purpose of this episode is to outline 5 practical self-care tips that you can take right now to help you navigate through this pandemic. The first step, you know, when there's so much fear and scarcity and lack and uncertainty, with so much uncertainty and so much fear, step one, to create your own certainty. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, amidst chaos, take a step back, create your own certainty by creating or going back to or adhering to your routine. So for me, my morning routine consists of writing in a gratitude journal, doing a meditation of at least 20 minutes or so, and then getting ready for work and taking the dog out or going to work. And while I'm getting ready for work, I also listen to I Am affirmations. Even though I'm not physically going anywhere or leaving my house aside from getting groceries or walking the dog, I still act as though I am. These daily routines are so important for all of us to just feel like a sense of control over a situation that honestly none of us can control. And this situation is beyond anybody's control. We're all just surrendering to this higher power. Create certainty through your routines and stick to it. I recently heard the Serenity Prayer and I thought it was just so fitting for this situation. And the Serenity Prayer, and the short version of the Serenity Prayer, is, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Sela blog more and expand more on this. We launched a blog, and if you're interested in going deeper into that topic, I'll leave a link to our blog. In terms of this, applying the serenity prayer to this COVID-19 situation that we're all dealing with, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. We cannot change what is happening or deny the fact that there is a virus going around and we're all on lockdown or stay-at-home orders. Here in Boston, it's in social distancing. I believe most states are. Accept it. Unfortunately, as unfulfilling as that sounds, we all have to come to a place of acceptance of what's happening in the situation and allowing us to be okay with that. Instead of being angry with the situation and trying to resist the truth or try to be in denial of what's actually happening out there and the virus that's killing thousands of people worldwide. I know for me, I struggled with accepting it too. So anyways, accept the things that I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. So what can you actually control right now in this moment? You can control, and the only thing, and you know, honestly, it's not just this moment, it's actually just life, period, in general. One and true and absolute constant, one thing that you can change, only thing that you have control over is you, yourself, your emotions, and how you react. So in this situation, you can control what you do day in and day out. You can control a morning routine. You may have a stay-at-home order, but you can still wake up. You could still journal or meditate or exercise. The gyms might be closed, but you could also go out for a walk. You could go for a run. There's so many exercise videos on YouTube. So I know I, for one, have been taking advantage of that. And then the wisdom to know the difference. That's the other part, and that's the most important part of the serenity prayer. Wisdom to know what you can control and wisdom to know what you cannot control. And then I would also add maybe acting, courage to change. Like it is a courageous act to change and to make an action to change your situation. It really is courageous. So step one, create your own certainty and do this by controlling what you can and what you can do. Take ownership of that and do that. Step three, strengthen your body through exercise. I mean, we all know the importance, been well documented, the importance of physical exercise. Now, I understand that people are quarantined and practicing social distances. I know here in Boston, all of the gyms are closed, but you could still go for a walk or a run. Most people already know the importance of exercise, the benefits of that, managing weight. You sleep better, you feel happier. Oh my gosh, this is so important for social distancing and self-isolation and self-quarantine. Our emotional well-being is really on the fritz right now. I mean, being isolated like this is not healthy. One way that you could improve your circumstance is to just move your body through exercise. That exercise releases dopamine, which is the feel-good hormone. Did you also know that exercise also improves your immunity? Our bodies have an entire lymphatic system. This system has tubes and vessels and also lymph fluids, and the vessels and the tubes route the lymph fluid into your lymph nodes, which is responsible for killing abnormal cells and harmful substances. Now, exercise and movement actually helps move this fluid through your system. Now, just the act of exercising and moving and being active is actually going to strengthen your immune system, especially now during COVID times. It's so important to strengthen our immunity as well as possible. And a good way of doing that is through just moving your body. And it's not like you have to go really balls to the wall crazy with your exercise. Just get the body moving. It makes you happier and it increases raise your immunity. We need strong, healthy, resilient bodies. Anytime, and especially during COVID time, really important that we have that strong, capable body that can take this virus out quickly. So step three, and this is just as important as strengthening your body, and this is strengthening your mental, emotional, and psychological well-being. During adversity, our faith and our courage and our virtues and our values get so tested. This is a real test of where our faith is. During adversity, during difficult times, we all raise up to the level of our training. And it's times like this where it shows just the utmost importance of personal development work. This is the most important work that arguably anybody can do for themselves. This is difficult work, but it's necessary because life gets hard. And I'm not just talking about pandemic times. I'm talking about just in general, period. Life is tough. Life gets hard. And how you deal with that matters. How you're able to bounce back from rejection and disappointment, that shows you how resilient you are emotionally and mentally and psychologically. How you act, what you do, what you don't do in the world is a reflection on how self-aware you are, how you're able to show up and step up and be there for yourself. Anybody who's done personal development knows that this is not fluffy bunnies and sunshines and rainbows and kumbaya. It's not. It's hard. It's gritty. It's ugly. It's painful. And it's also extremely necessary, because when life throws you difficult times, you're able to withstand that. You're able to take it and you're able to bounce right back without even missing a beat. Or maybe you do, maybe you stumble, maybe you fall back. But the important thing is you know how to pick yourself up again and get right back in there. And you're able to learn from every experience. And I promise you that if you're able to sit in this discomfort long enough to understand and learn from your emotions and your past wounding and your trauma, you will gain so much insight and self-awareness. This just makes you a better human being. You're a better human being to others, to yourself, and to the world. Once you're just a better human being, everything else just kind of follows suit and flourishes. Your relationships, your career, your business, your money, it all starts through you. It all starts from you and through you. We did an episode on this, and I'll link that too, in season 1, episode 8, and it's called It Starts From Within. Luke chapter 8, verse 4 through 8, and it goes, "And when a great crowd was gathered, and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it, and some fell in the rocks, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, I attribute this to personal development work. This reptilian brain of ours is developed for survival and not to make you happy. It's the work that you do in personal development, in this case, planting on fertile grounds. So is your ground fertile? Our reptilian brain was designed for survival and not for happiness. And it's the work that you do in personal development in order to make your ground fertile, in order for these seeds to blossom 100-fold. Think about what you have to do to make a ground fertile. You have to make it very favorable. You got to clear the weeds. You got to till the soil, remove the rocks. When you're removing and healing your old childhood conditionings, your old conditioning and your old thinking patterns, every time you interrupt your thinking pattern with something positive, when you're healing through trauma, that is the act of preparing that fertile ground. And then in order for that to grow, you gotta water the soil, you gotta nourish the soil. And this is your daily self-care habit. habits, how you guard your mind, and plenty of sunshine. Are you surrounding yourself with the right crowd, with the right people who uplift and inspire you and force you to grow? And I understand that there's so much negativity and toxic people, and I understand that some people can't get away from them. But if you can't, we are capable of surrounding ourselves through the internet and books and podcasts of positive, uplifting, inspiring people. So be really picky about what you watch, especially nowadays with the news and all of this fear and all of these numbers and hearing all these stories. It's enough to really make you really sad and really panic, thinking that the end of the world is here. So be careful with watching the news. It's important to stay informed. It's important to know what's going on. It's valuable to be informed. But then there is definitely such a thing as over information. Be careful with watching the news and even reading the news. Limit your time with the news. Also, be careful with what you follow on Instagram and who you friend on Facebook and what groups you follow and whatever. You gotta stand guard of your mind and what you allow in it, what thoughts you allow, what type of media you're exposed to, what kinds of messages are being bombarded at you. Cultivate better environment to make your ground fertile, to make you combat all of the negativity. You gotta be super careful all the time, especially now. Now, step four, take advantage of all of the resources that are out there now. This is a really unprecedented time, unlike anything we've ever seen or experienced in our lifetime, in anybody's lifetime. Take advantage of this time. With everything shut down, we don't have our usual distractions, such as going out to eat or drinking with friends or going to parties. Now, we still have the internet, and yes, there's still Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu and all of that, and TV, of course. And it's okay to binge once in a while. Think about this, though. Not only do you suddenly have so much more free time on your hands, but you also have access to more resources than ever that are available for free online. There is actually an overabundance of resources, as a matter of fact. Ivy League colleges that are offering free courses. All you need is an internet connection, a computer, and a notebook, and time. Right now, we all have that. Most of us do anyways. While you're in quarantine, why not take advantage of all these free classes, all these webinars, all these Zoom meetings? You have the capability, you have the time. Why not? Now is really the time to build yourself up, because, you know, once this is all over, and believe me, surely it will end, life resumes back to normal. When life resumes back to quote unquote normal, you'll come out of that gate, you're strong, you're ready, you're educated, you're transformed, you learned a new subject or used your time wisely and used your resources to the absolute best capacity. And now I understand you're looking at the market, it doesn't look great, and you're wondering if now's the best time to even launch or do anything business-wise. But did you know that some of the largest and greatest companies that are still operational today were built during a recession? Found an article on HuffPost with a list of some of the best companies that were created and launched during recessions, during a downward turn. Just to name a few, Walt Disney, Apple, Microsoft are just a couple of the companies on that list. I know it's tempting to restrict and constrict. Why not expand? You have the time, you have the resources, you have the capability. Why not use this time? What other time are we going to have this chance? If you don't have a business idea or don't want to go into business, how about just taking advantage of the resources? And I also found this very inspiring, an open letter from Techstars to startups during this pandemic. And it's a very positive, very realistic, but also motivating letter. I highly recommend that anybody who's thinking about starting a business or entrepreneurial to definitely take a look at that. Start planting the seeds now while you have the time and the resources available to you. Step 5, it's time to step up and be a leader. Now is a good time to start. And the fact that you're listening to this podcast tells me everything about you, that you're dedicated to your personal growth and your personal development. And if you've listened to all of our episodes, taken on our dares, this time is asking you to stand up and be a leader. You have all the training and resources and self-confidence to go out there and lead now. Time to put into action all of the things that we've been talking about and challenging you on. Don't wait for all of this to be over to start. Be ready to lead. Be ready to act. During times of crisis, yeah, people just really need a strong leader. And I believe that you can do that. You can lead in a small way. You can be a leader in your family. Maybe you are the one to set rules or routines within your family and enforce those routines. Maybe it's time to lead yourself. Be a leader for yourself. Be a champion for yourself and just believe in yourself. Now, be a leader. Maybe you could be of service to other people. Maybe you can, instead of spreading fear and uncertainty in other people, maybe you can be that person that it could be as small as thanking someone at the grocery store for the work that they are doing. Lead by example. Now, part of being a leader is having compassion and understanding towards others. Be of service to others. It could be a small act, but now is the time to step up and embody everything that you have learned through us. So just to recap, step 1, create your own certainty through your routine. Step 2, strengthen your body through exercise. Not only does it strengthen your body, but it makes you happier and it also increases your immunity. Step 3, strengthen your mental, emotional, and psychological well-being, which is just as important as strengthening your body, strengthening your mind. Step 4, take advantage of all the resources that are available online. And I'll put a link below on all the resources that I've recently came across for you. And step 5, time to put this in action. Time to be a leader and time to lead. Our dare for you today is to implement a morning routine. I'm a huge fan of morning routines because it's a great way to start your day and you set yourself up for success for the rest of the day. And if you do nothing else but your morning routine, I know you'll feel accomplished. It sets the tone for the day, it sets you up for success, it gets you moving, and it gives you a sense of certainty, control in what you can. And if you don't want to do a morning routine, feel free to create evening routine or middle of the day routine. Just something that grounds your day. Something in your day that you do daily at the same time every single day. And if you miss a day or two, that's okay. Be gentle, be kind, and be compassionate and loving towards yourselves all the time and now. Now I offered a couple of suggestions based on my morning routine. Feel free to try any of them. See if you like them. See what works for you and by trying something new and trying something different. Go ahead and get a routine going and create some sort of certainty here amidst this uncertainty and chaos and this pandemic. We will get through all of this together. We are stronger as a community. Let us know how we can further help you in any way by reaching out to us in our emails or in our socials found below. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys take really good care of yourself.
Just remember that fear is a four-letter word that can stand for
forget everything and run, or face everything and rise.
We dare you to rise.